Hello, and welcome to The Goodnight Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. It is Wednesday, September 9th, around 12 a.m., Rochelle, Illinois time, and I am glad that you are here. I'd like to remind everybody who listens to this show that you can become a part of it. All you have to do is send in your positive stories, your sex and relationship advice questions, or recommendations for things to read and watch. Also, I say this quite a bit, just let us know about anything you think about the show. We mix it up from time to time like we're going to do today. And who knows, maybe someday we'll just do like a grab bag and get responses back from you guys, and I'll speak to those. But if you want to join in, all you have to do is text or leave me a voicemail by hitting up the number 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Or you can email me at thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. Guess what, friends? I want to hang out with you because I'm doing the game night show, but it's a hang. There's Camp Games Saturday, September 12th. It's very limited availability. It's a very interactive show, and it is a lot of fun. We might have a couple people back who played before, plus a whole bunch of new people playing a game. That the process of learning the game is the game itself. That'll make sense if you want to play with me. That's Saturday, September 12th. Two shows available, 6 and 9 p.m. Rochelle time. And bingo is happening again on Thursday, the 24th. That's going to be a fun run because you can do bingo with me on Thursday, pen pals, which I'll plug again later, on Friday, and Dumb People Town on Saturday. But bingo night, I'm going to raise some money for charity and have a great time. I'm telling you guys, it's worth it. That is at 7 p.m. Rochelle time on the 24th of September. And then also, we are doing the night that kicked it all off, game night with me. It's a show, but it's really a hang. Wednesday, September 30th. This was originally going to be on the 29th, but that is the first presidential debate, which who knows? So we're going to do it the night before because maybe that'll make it even feel better. Tonight, I'm going to go through this, have a lot of feelings about it. And then the next night, I'm going to get to hang out with people and just do a game night. There's two options for that, 6 and 9 p.m. And that is Wednesday, September 30th. Go to danielvankirk.com if you want to join in and hang out with me for any of those things, or maybe even more than one. We can say hello to the producer of this show, Noah Eberhardt. Noah, how are you?
Good night, Dan. I'm just happy the heat wave in L.A. broke.
Finally. Yeah, it'll be back. Yeah. Don't worry. But it is broke. It was a lot of... The air quality today was just like...
Yeah, it looks apocalyptic outside.
Very, like, yeah.
Today.
Just a lot of haze. A lot of haze. I haven't mentioned it this week yet, and we were talking about it off air, but this show that you're listening to right now has a debt of gratitude. Is kind of like a functioning homage to a podcast that I love. I get asked a lot, Dan, what's your favorite podcast? What do you listen to? And my favorite podcast is, or was rather, a radio show. And it was started on WGN Radio, hosted by a man named Nick DiGilio, who's been on WGN for 35 years. I was able to call in on the night of his 35th anniversary. I was honored to be a part of that radio show. I also, when I was on tour and I was in Chicago, I got to go in studio and meet Nick and do a show with him. And for a guy who started listening to Nick DiGilio regularly at the age of 18, and then all these years later to listen to him pretty much every single night, road trips. When I lived in LA the first time and I moved back to Rochelle, I banged a whole bunch of his episodes and would listen nonstop. He did five nights a week and would do, I think, 5 hours a night. I think he was on from 11 to 4. And you know, I'm just doing 20 minutes or so a night here. But to put out that much content and be that entertaining, and believe it or not, this might sound familiar, he did things like talking about pop culture and movies and tech and television and fun lists. And, you know, he did a big show every year in honor of National Mustard Day. He had regular callers. He changed with all of the times he needed to kind of stay there. But after 35 years and probably his 100th boss change, they decided to make a change at WGN. And so the Nick DiGilio show for now is off the air. And it sucks for me, guys, because it was just a great show. It was something I could put on every single day while doing anything in the world, especially going to sleep. And a lot of what I do here is inspired by, you know, obviously it's my own personal preference and things that I like. So it's a little bit of chicken and the egg thing, but loving the type of show that Nick DiGiglio did, and I hope will continue to do. I don't know if he has an interest in going into the podcast world, but he'd be great at it. I mean, it's not that big of a leap. I don't know why that should be a shock to anybody, but I think that there is a vacuum there for kind of what I'm already doing here specifically with this show and what he's been doing for so long. So if you look for Nick DiGiglio WGN, maybe it's still on iTunes. I think they were having issues, which is a whole other weird thing for the past few weeks. So the most recent episode is the 20th. But if you're ever in search of a little bit more of what I've got, get over to iTunes really quick if you still can, if it's still available, and download as much of the Nick DiGiglio show. And then maybe even if you're interested and you just want to take my word for it, you could, he's pretty active on Facebook, but I don't know Twitter, how effective that would be, but feel free to hit up Nick and encourage him and tell him to hopefully do something new and that you'll definitely check it out if he does. If you're a Chicago area Midwest listener to this show and also to WGN, feel free to let them know that that's not great. But they're not going to rehire him. So maybe feel free to let some other radio station know that they should hire Nick DiGiglio. So it happens, you know. In a few years, he could be back on WGN. That happens all the time. But I just wanted to take a couple minutes here to talk about that. I feel like it should be recognized. And to thank Nick DiGiglio for so many years of great radio and putting me to sleep. Before we take a quick break, yeah, we might do it this way. We have a fun show today. Talk about getting to discuss whatever you want and do your own fun show, much like Nick has done and hopefully will continue to do. We're going to talk about animals. Yeah, we're going to talk about animals today. I love Wednesdays because we can kind of do whatever we want. To be honest with you guys, just in case you don't know, any night I could do whatever. We might switch this up at any point just because we want to. So we're going to be talking about animals, a whole bunch of fun stuff. You know, there's odd groups of names for animals. There's also a list of the smartest animal species in the world and what makes them so smart. And then something I really think is fun, they have super weird animal laws in America. So we're going to dig into some of, maybe one of, and then do the other ones another time. It's just a show where I get to have a lot of fun, just like Nick did for so many years. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and we'll talk about animals. Hey, Good Night Gang member. I know that's like the nicest, friendliest gang I think we can be in, hopefully, or at least the one you would enjoy the most. Well, I want to tell you about something else you might enjoy. I am now on Cameo. Yeah, I did it. And why did I do it? Because I like being able to send direct messages, video messages to people who enjoy what I do. So if you have someone in your life that you want to send a birthday wish to, because hopefully they're a fan of mine, that'd be crazy if you have me do one for your aunt and she doesn't even know me, but that's also totally fine. I'll do it. Or you just need me to tell someone in your life to help clean up this house. I'll do that too. Or maybe you just want some encouragement yourself, being like, hey, Dan, this is something I'm dealing with right now. Would love to get your thoughts. And if you can help cheer me up or think about it in a different way, I would love to have a video of that. Well, now you can. All you have to do is go to Cameo, search for me, Daniel Van Kirk, or I have like a link tree, which is in my Twitter profile and my Instagram profile, as well as it's probably up at danielvankirk.com. You can find my Cameo there, is what I'm trying to say. I will get the message to you right away. I don't think I've taken more than 24 hours for any of the ones that I've already done. It's also a really cool way for me to meet more of you. So Let me know what you would like me to make a video about. Maybe tell me where you are or where the person that I'm sending this to, where they are. Any information you can give me is just going to make it all that much more fun. And it doesn't have to be something just like a birthday or an anniversary. Anything at all that you think it would be cool to have me make a message to you or to somebody you care about, or maybe somebody you don't. Like, I'll let your boyfriend know, like, hey, I'm afraid it's not working out and you need to start focusing on this, these few things to make him or her happy. Or them. If you're in a throuple, I'll talk to both of them. Just let me know. Just go to cameo.com and yeah, hit me up. All right. Okay, we are back from this little break. Thanks for indulging me while I talked about a great show. Hopefully I turned you on to something that you feel like going and checking out. Again, that's the Nick DiGilio Show, D-I-G-I-L-I-O, I believe. I mentioned this at the top of the show. Before we dig into our animal talk, there's a Pen Pals show. Again, we're going to try and do these every single month, but tickets are very limited. I'd be surprised if there's 50 left. It's Friday, September 25th at 6 p.m. I'm going to find this out so that I don't keep plugging a show that you might not be able to get tickets for. But if you want to find out, or you want to be notified of when the next show is going to happen, like as soon as we announce the date, because we will probably announce the October date that night on Friday and start selling tickets right away. And obviously all those people, it might, if they're there, it's because they love Pen Pals. And if you're one of them as well, I don't want you to miss out. I'd like you to get a chance to get a ticket. So go to danielvankirk.com and do the same thing for the live Dumb People Town with the Sklars and myself and Mike Birbiglia. That's Saturday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. Friday and Saturday, you can do a Pen Pals with me and Rory, and then a Dumb People Town with me and Sklars and Mike Birbiglia on Saturday. Could be a fun weekend. Who knows? I mean, give yourself fun before we all watch this debate. Or even if you don't watch it, I understand, but you're going to have to hear about it. So do something for you. Go to danielvankirk.com for Dumb People Town and Pen Pals tickets, or to just let us know that, hey, I want some. I'm bummed I missed out on these. Okay, we're going to talk about some animals. Noah, do you have an animal?
I do not have an animal.
Have you owned animals?
I've had a pet cat, a family, like family pet cats before.
What was the cat's names?
The first cat was named Percy, and he was a kind of Siamese mix. So he was very long hair, white cat, beautiful. Everyone thought he was a girl because he was so beautiful.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And then my parents got two cats, Finny and Ginny. Finny passed away a few years ago. Ginny's still kicking. Ginny's a beautiful kind of like,
are they gray. Loving cats, or were they loving cats, or were they like too cool for school cats?
Finny was just kind of like, he never seemed to quite know where he was. He was very like, he would tolerate you and you could pet him and he would never bite you, but he always seemed confused about where he was. And Ginny's a little more discerning, and you have to kind of play by her rules, and you have to kind of like know when she's in the mood to play or be pet. But once you know that, then she's a very affectionate cat for sure.
Yeah. I love cats. I think that I like them more when they like me, but I think they're cool, and I really like them. I also love dogs. There's some animals that I don't think should be owned under any conditions, like other than the condition being, and I guess it wouldn't even count as owning, that like you're rehabilitating them or they cannot live in the wild. But like, I don't think we should own snakes. I don't think we should own any reptiles. I don't think we should own any birds. Now, I understand if you're listening to me being like, you son of a bitch. But here's my thing. I guess I could even go the same as fish. Really. You're taking a thing and like condensing its environment to like the most convenient situation for you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I get that, like, don't they say most fish have like a memory of like 30 seconds? And they're like, who cares? Yeah. They forget. And I'm like, I know, but did you see Memento? Like, re-realizing all the time how fucked up things are isn't a good life either. Like, if every 30 seconds you're like, where the hell am I? This is horrible. And then you forget. And then you got to do that again. I just like no reptiles. Like, man, I wish I could get out of this jungle and just be put in a nice, like, glass box in a living room somewhere. And I know what people are saying. Well, they don't think about either. They don't think about how much they love the jungle. No, but they have a natural inclination to, like, traverse and live. Like, that's their life. And there's people I'm related to who have, like, a lizard. And I believe they love it wholeheartedly. But I don't think that it is necessarily living a miserable life. But, like, I don't know. Am I out on a limb here, Noah? I just
think,
like,
you're right. Yeah. I think the difference maybe is between animals that are domesticated and, you know, we've trained and bred cats.
But there are people who tell you, like, my lizard loves me.
Right.
And
they're not domesticated. They're still, like, the same as a wild lizard, right? That's not.
Yeah. Because somebody's going to tell me I'm wrong. They're going to, like, give me an exception here. But, like, if you go out to a forest mm-hmm. and put your lizard down, and then, like, tell it to come get in the car.
I don't think it's going to get in the car.
No.
I think you've lost your lizard.
You can't, like, let it run off and then be like, come back here, scales, or whatever. It's a wild animal. I'm not saying it doesn't really like you, but that's not, it's also like, you feed it. Of course it likes you. Not of course, but, like, it's going to be inclined to like you. Your dog can literally run off to through the woods to a place you cannot see it. And then you yell and it comes back because it's domesticated, like you said. So I don't know. I'm not saying that you don't, if you're listening to this, I'm not saying you don't love that lizard and give it everything you can. I'm just, it's personal. Like, no one's forcing you to own it. So you also don't have to force me to think you should own it. All right. I've already, like, we have like 5 minutes left on this show. Let's do this. I want to talk about, we were talking about animals and their memories and stuff like that. So before we do get out of here, we'll talk about the smartest animal species in the world. Octopuses is number one on this list, or at least listed at the top. By far the world's smartest invertebrates, octopuses can carry out complex tasks such as opening a jar to get to its contents. Not only do they have a good short-term and long-term memory, but also a remarkable ability to learn new skills from the moment they are born. For example, the mimic octopus is able to impersonate other species in order to protect itself from predators. That's pretty dope.
It's crazy.
And even in, like, Finding Nemo, like, isn't the octopus, like, insanely smart?
Yeah.
Dolphins are extremely sociable characters with highly developed ability to adapt to their habitat. They help one another when injured or ill, and thanks to their individually distinct calls, they are able to pass on their knowledge to others. In fact, the list of high-level cognitive abilities including identification, I want to put a syllable in here and there isn't one. Differentiation and behavioral control goes on and on. This is a sad turn, but if you've seen The Cove, they talk about this a lot, and it's a very hard documentary to watch. Chimpanzees, they are mankind's closest relatives. Chimpanzees are sociable animals and form elaborate communities. They are skilled at using different types of tools to carry out complex tasks, such as thin sticks to extract termites and rocks to open fruits. Combined with a powerful memory, these abilities make the chimpanzee the most intelligent non-human animal on Earth. Another super smart animal is a pig. Pigs are highly adaptable mammals with a keen ability to learn new skills. I don't know anybody who's ever owned a pig, but I believe you can domesticate a pig because they're so smart. Sure. Parrots. I mean, we talked about how I feel about birds, but they are they have an incredible ability to recognize different human faces and have a high aptitude for communication, as can be seen by their lack of, or by their knack, I'm sorry, for impersonating human voices. You always see in news where like somebody, like a bird, like thwarts off a robber or tries to alert their owner by yelling at them that somebody is in the house. I've seen those through dumb.
Have you ever heard of Alex the parrot?
No.
Alex was supposed to be the smartest parrot who ever lived. He was a gray parrot, and he could, I think they said he could do like math, like adding and telling what color things were, and yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of impressive for a bird.
We should put him in a cage. That bird belongs in a museum. Elephants boast the largest brain of all land animals. These animals are renowned for their sociability and can express a wide range of emotions, including happiness and compassion, as well as pain and grief. They display acts of altruism and self-awareness with a greater memory than even us humans. An elephant truly never forgets. Here's a smart animal. I feel like people have known about this for a long time, but crows. These remarkable birds have the ability, are capable of constructing tools, using them, and saving them for future use. Their cognitive abilities include problem solving, reasoning, and even self-awareness. Despite their relatively small brain, they have a good memory. They can remember other members of their own species and even recognize humans when they pose a threat. Another super
vindictive.
What's that?
They can be vindictive. You don't want to cross a crow. Mm-mm. You really want to be careful.
Rats are super smart. They dream in a similar way to that of humans. I don't know. There's sometimes you read a sentence and I'm like, how did you find that out? And I feel like that scares me. Thanks to their ability to process different sensorial cues, they can analyze situations and make their way out of complex mazes. Interestingly, they have been found to display high levels of empathy, making sacrifices for other members of their species. I mean, this was the secret of Nymph. Rats can even make calculations in order to obtain food from a trap without being caught. Isn't that? That's wild. Something fun I'll run through here before we get out. We'll go a couple minutes past 20. They have really odd names for groups of animals. So I'm going to run through these. A congregation of alligators, did not know that. A cauldron of bats, that feels so perfectly on brand for bats. A gang of buffalo, that's cool. A clouder, clutter, pounce, doubt, nuisance, and glorying, or a glare of cats. A clouder of cats, I'd never heard that. Or pounce, or doubt. You think it's doubt? I don't know. An army of caterpillars. That's funny. That feels like an oxymoron. A caravan of camels. So again, we're reading all the types of groups of animals and their odd names. A coalition of cheetahs. Who like picked these? A murder of crows. I've heard that before. A convocation of eagles. I feel like that sounds like a band. A business of ferrets. That's an oxymoron. An army of frogs. A tower of giraffes. Okay. A flamboyance of flamingos, that's perfect. A thunder of hippopotamuses, a smack of jellyfish, a conspiracy of lemurs. That I feel like that could be most of these should be children's books. And then the last one we have here is a crash of rhinoceroses. I've never pluralized that animal in my life before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's another one I like, a parliament of owls.
Ooh, that's good. It feels proper.
And a grumble of pugs. Have you heard that one?
No. Oh, a grumble because they can't breathe?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. That was fun. I loved getting to talk about animals. We have so many other things here we could go through again. We'll maybe do it again next month. If you dug this, let me know. If you want to yell at me about how much you love your lizard, I don't doubt you, but feel free. And also, maybe you can educate me. I'm open to learning, as so many of us need to be these days. So maybe there's things I don't understand about owning fish or owning lizards. I don't think you'll ever get me to come off the idea that if somebody made a bird so it couldn't fly so that a person could own it, good luck having that convo with me. But tonight's episode of The Good Night Show was produced by Noah Everhart. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon with production assistance from Alyssa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. Check out more of his work at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you'll find our weekend edition, as well as exclusive back page and mystery episodes, plus so much more. There are 3 Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. The Good Night Show is not part of any network, which means your support goes directly to the people and costs that keep this show on the air. You could also support us by rating and reviewing and subscribing on iTunes, or just tell everyone you know about this little show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.